This is Success with Srini podcast episode number 2021-120.
Hi, I'm Srini Sripalli and I welcome you to my podcast, Success with Srini, a daily podcast that will help you find simple solutions to life's complex problems. Career, health, business, relationships, finances, life is full of possibilities, yet it comes with its own set of unknowns. My idea, my intent with this podcast is to coach you through some of your unknowns on a daily basis so that you get motivated, you get inspired, and you get ahead in life. That said, on today's podcast episode, we are talking about how to overcome worries. You have a worry? I do. My biggest worry every day is how do I record this podcast and upload it and put it into your feed? That is my biggest worry right now. We all have worries. And for any human to say that I don't have worries, I think they're lying. We all are, to some extent or a large extent, are worried. Worries should help us grow. They should not make us dysfunctional. They should not suck our emotional energy, which, by the way, worries do. So how do we overcome worries? Are there any strategies? Are there any techniques? I get this question a lot on my radio shows. My straight line answer is, go meet your therapist. Go take your doctor's approval. Go meet your therapist. If all kinds of therapies have failed, then go try hypnotherapy. That's my recommendation. Are there any ways to deal with this cognitively? Hypnosis deals with the unconscious part of the mind, but is there any way we can deal with the conscious part of the mind? Well, on this podcast episode, I want to share some techniques with you, how you can consciously deal with your worries. First and the foremost, write down your worries. Every time something is occupying your mind in a negative way, you're concerned, write it down. Two things happen as a result of your writing. One, you start to develop some calmness in you as you are doing it. The second, it also develops a parallel thought to move on with your day as you are writing. Okay, so start with a list. The second thing is set a time in the day where you worry about your stuff. Maybe for 30 minutes, maybe for 15 minutes, depending upon how much time you have, set a time on your calendar at a specific time of the day to deal with your worries. As you hit the clock, start thinking about your worries. At the end, you stop, and you're done worrying. You deal with the worries again tomorrow, not today anymore, okay? Or the next day. If during the day, sometimes you start to worry suddenly, abruptly, stop that spontaneous worry if it occurs in the day. You tell yourself, I have no time to deal with this worry right now. I need to get things done. I need to focus. Now, when you do that, when you say like that to yourself, what happens is you're exerting power over your worry. In other words, you're building emotional strength. What worry does? It sucks your emotional energy. By saying or deferring for a later time, you are building power over that thought. So you are strengthening your emotional energy. And it also does one more thing. It conserves your emotional energy. So you feel you are in control. You see, worries make you feel that you are not in control. So by doing this, you feel you are in control. It's a good thing. The next thing, always worry alone. Whenever. So you schedule this 15 or 30 minutes time to worry about things. When the clock hits, you be alone and you deal with your worries alone. And during this time, don't get distracted by TV or your phone or with your laptop or any of those things. You are going through the list and you are with your worry alone, not with any other distraction. The next one is you start questioning the worry. Now you are going through the worry. You start questioning the worry. What if this doesn't happen? Is it possible that this may not happen? What if it may not happen? So in other words, what you're doing is you are testing the opposite theory. Will this help? Well, it seems to help. At least that's what people say. That every time I challenge a worry and I bring in the opposite theory, it seems like I'm getting power over my worry. So it seems working. So try this out. Let me know. What do you think? Okay. The next thing, ask yourself, does this issue that I'm feeling, does it have a solution? If it doesn't have a solution, then it's logical to worry about it. But if at all it has a solution, that means at that point, you need to start feeling confident that there indeed is a solution to this problem. And I will deal with this problem with that solution at the right time. In a way, you are affirming. The opposite of this is, some worries do not have solutions. Or in other words, you don't have the power to solve it. So, you need to identify that yes, you do not have the power to solve. Yes, there are difficulties to solve. And there is not much you can do about it right now. So you acknowledge and you write it down. These are some techniques to deal with the conscious part of your worrying. Do all of them if possible, or some of them, and let me know what you feel, how you feel. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you thought this podcast episode was helpful, do me a favor. Write me a review, give me a rating, and share the podcast with your friends and family. That way, I can reach more people. That way, I get inspired to do more with this podcast. Thank you for listening in, and I'll be back with you soon. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening. Srini Sarupalli is one of the most sought-after speakers, trainers, and motivators in the world today. His radio and TV shows reach over 1 million people worldwide. Srini has positively impacted the lives of over 400,000 people through his seminars, webinars, and workshops. For more information, go online to www.successwithsrini.com. That's successwithsrini.com.